Well, that's the kind of joy that Jude is talking about here. It's talking about the fact that he's able to present you and I don't care what kind of gloom and doom you're in right now today. He has the ability for you to come before him with exceedingly great joy. In this life, don't relegate all this to heaven. When we get there, I'm talking about here and now. I'm talking about this life. He's able to do that. Say, Father, I thank you for the joy of the Lord. I receive it now in Jesus' name. Now, I'm just going to take a little bit, turn a little bit here because of something that I believe the Lord wants me to share a little bit. We had a wonderful time here Friday night with Apostle Doug Snyder from Oshawa, Ontario. And he left a powerful message in our church. And I really want to encourage you to go on our website, faithworkscenter.org, and listen to that message, because there was an impartation released here that night. I'm convinced of it. And the way you value impartations is that you pay attention to them. And you listen to them. You grab a hold of them and you begin to meditate on them. And you listen for what the Spirit is saying in the words and so forth and grab them into your life. But I encourage you to go on. That night, there wasn't very many people here from our church here. And Debbie and I were talking about it, and she said, I wonder why most of our people are not here. I don't think I said anything at the time, but I asked the Lord, why? Why is there so many of our people who are not here? When we go through the expense of so forth and having somebody come in and under the apostolic anointing, why haven't they come? And this is what I believe he shared with me. I believe he spoke this to me. That they do not come because they do not realize the value of the impartation of apostolic ministry. That relates to me, that relates to, we do not have a recognition of the power that comes from heaven to influence our daily lives. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I was having lunch with Wesley Campbell out in BC, and we were sitting there having lunch, and he asked me about our church here, and I mentioned our 72 acres that we have here in our church property, and he got excited about that a little bit. And Wesley is kind of a guy who just his mind goes 100 miles a minute, and he suddenly thinks of a lot of things when you tell him something, and he thought about 72 acres, and he said to me. He said, wow, he said, did you ever think about subdividing it and leasing it out and starting something like John Alexander Dowie did outside Chicago many, many years ago when he built the city of Zion? And he said he was just talking like that. You know, although that was not in the courage or anything, I don't know where God is. I know God is leading us to develop this as a training center. But anyway, what he said was, he said, and the reason to think about that is because the apostolic draws people. Apostolic influence draws people. You know, he knew by knowing me and so forth what God is doing, what we share, that God is raising this up as an apostolic center, and that the apostolic draws people. And so if you were, in his mind, if you were to subdivide it and do that, you would draw people because they'd want to be around. He said people want to be around the apostolic. And I got thinking about that. People want to be around the apostolic. Why? Because apostolic releases authority. Or with the apostolic comes authority. I think it was Pastor Doug who said this Friday night, anointing releases blessing, but apostolic releases authority. So I'm thinking about the apostolic now and about how that releases authority. I'm thinking, okay, the apostolic and the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, those influences are to train the body of Christ, but the flavor of the ministry of the apostolic, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher is to go out into the world to influence the world. And the church is to be influenced by these ministry gifts so that they can be influential in the world. And you might say, well, how could that be? How would that be influential? Well, let's put it this way. Well, if you're a business person, doesn't matter what kind of business you're in, if you're a business person, you need good clients. Right. You need clients that will help your business to grow and so forth. The apostolic influence can cause those good clients to be drawn to you so that you will have better success in business. See, this is why on Friday night I asked our leadership team to come up and I had Doug lay hands on them and prophesy on them, because that apostolic ministry, the impartation of that, I want it flowing all through this ministry, different flavors of the apostolic. So I had them come up and he would lay hands on them and prophesy over them. I'm convinced that an impartation takes place of the apostolic anointing. So let's say a business person. Let's say they're in business and they need, well, sitting under that apostolic anointing then can get on them in such a way that it can draw people to itself, because the apostolic draws. And if you were to go into the book of Acts and begin to read all that Paul did and he walked in the apostolic, that many, many people, you know, gathered. Paul wasn't long before he got into a city, and man, there was a crowd around him. It wasn't merely because he had a big mouth and he had a lot of things to say. He admittedly himself that he didn't preach with persuasive words, but yet people came around him. That apostolic anointing was on him to draw people. Let's say a politician. A politician, nobody needs an apostolic anointing on them like a politician, because he needs, it's an influential anointing and people need to be drawn to him so that they can be successful. All these things are a part of the kingdom of God being established upon the earth. Just like righteousness, peace, and joy is to be a part of the kingdom of God, so are these ministries, and the impartation of these giftings are to be used for you and I to go out and influence our community. So when we come, when we bring leaders in, when we bring people in, the special guest speakers and so forth, in order to minister here, there's more than just what they've got to say takes place. There's actually an impartation. There's an impartation that will move us on as a body of believers into the next level of what God wants us to do, but also individually we'll be moved on. And the hasinde ko salaba. Barasite kosondo lo mandasite kosondo barasite. Lobaroshite kosondo lo barasite. For I have specifically designed these ministry gifts for you to grow and be well equipped to minister life to those who are on the outside. Because those who are on the outside do not see like you do. For I have shown you things of heaven that are to be released upon the earth. You've known my peace to a measure. You've known my joy, even the joy of salvation to a measure. But I have given you to them, not only to enjoy, but to release to the community around you. But it is with these giftings of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher that have come from heaven to rest upon you, that you might influence those around you. For even as you carry for seasons impartations of my giftings, you will find that they will put you in situations where you'll be able to prosper and you'll be able to speak life and quickening virtue to those who are in need. For I realize that there are those who will be moved only by the word that comes out of your mouth. And I have put words of grace upon your mouth to speak to those who are lost and who are in darkness. But you are able to bring a great light into them. Now look and see and pay attention to that which is in your midst, for the Holy Spirit endeavors to get across to you the very secrets of heaven so that they might be released upon the earth, says God. Thank you, Father. Now the apostolic releases authority. Anointing releases blessing. Are we going to step up to the plate? Actually, some of what I'm sharing with you concerning the apostolic, I just had a bit of a revelation on Friday night as Doug was ministering. You see, that's what happens if we'll pay attention. If there's someone who is flowing in an anointing and ministering in a gifting, you can be sitting there in your seats and have answers come to you without you even knowing. If you're in business, how would you like to run your business without ever having to deal with a customer that did not add to your business. If you were in business, how would you like to deal with only those who, just were able to bring prosperity into your life and business? If you were a school teacher, how would you like to deal with only those who were able to learn from what you carry? From students who are willing to learn, that you can really pour the life of God into them, no matter what you do. If you were a politician, how would you like to deal with only people who are encouraging you and supporting you? Now, that'd be a miracle. But think about it. I want to try to get into you a recognition of the importance of the impartation that comes. Because I believe God is going to bring us to a place where we're going to influence our community like never before. And I wonder if I asked you what the idea of revival was. What was your idea of revival? You know, I think I've said this before. We could we'd have all kinds of things. When I was down in Redding, California, there was some ministers there, but I don't know if it was there I heard it, but I heard one of those ministers say that some time ago in Redding, California, where the Holy Spirit seemed like they were moving, there was all kinds of happy things taking place, and people were falling on the floor, and much of like what happened in Toronto, and the laughter and all that, and all was wonderful. I have nothing against all that, but this particular minister was saying this went on for a long time. And he said, we really felt that we were in revival. But then he said, one day he stopped and he said, but the people are not being transformed. The community is not being transformed. What kind of revival is that? The out there needs to look different. If God moves in here, out there ought to look different. Out there should, what's happening in here should be moved to out there. There's got to be a difference. You see, if the church doesn't appreciate and honor the giftings that God sends the church, we'll never be equipped to go out there. Never. It wouldn't matter if apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher was given to the church that the church might be equipped to do the work of the ministry. Well, we could have the most famous prophet you could ever think of in the world come, the most famous prophet or apostle, the most famous evangelist, most famous pastor, teacher. We could have all them come week after week after week on a Monday night. And if we didn't honor them, we still wouldn't be equipped to go out there and do what we're supposed to do. So when we have someone, when we bring someone, it's important to honor. So I'm as your pastor, I'm not standing up here and telling you next time we have a speaker in here, you need to be here. As your pastor, I'm telling you, you got to be here. I'm not saying that to you at all. I'm just trying to get across to you what these gifts are for. It's up to you what you do with it. It's up to you what you do with it. Entirely up to you. I know I need it. And you say, yeah, pastor, you need it because you're the pastor of the church here. I don't know. Some of you need it worse than I do. We all need that. We all need it, every single one of us. And I know that as we grow in this, we are going to see God's kingdom manifested in a different fashion than what we've seen it before. And actually, it'll change our thinking. I really believe that in many cases, our thinking of what the kingdom of God is like needs to be adjusted. We think, is it ever going to be good over there? Or is it ever going to be good 5 years from now when things start shifting and changing? Well, if it ain't good where you're at today, don't look for tomorrow. Find out what's wrong today. Deal with it today. Don't wait. Because Jesus said the kingdom of God is where? Within you. Well, is righteousness, peace, and joy within you? Don't have to wait another minute for that. Because it's in you already. It's right there. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. If we would grab a hold of these things to the degree that the Lord wants us to, when we come in those doors, when we come together to celebrate, there would be such an excitement. Be such an excitement, because you know what? I'm going to get something today that's going to help me live for tomorrow. I'm going to get something today that's going to change me. There's an impartation. I don't care if Pastor Bill preaches the worst message he ever preached in his life. I'm still going to get something. You come in. Because why? Because the presence of God is in amongst us, and he's here, and his spirit is amongst us, and his holy anointing is coming upon me to charge me, to cause me to be able to do the things that I'm called to do. An excitement that stirs, believing that the Holy Spirit will begin to speak to us like never before. And, stand with me, please.
This has just been rolling over in my spirit while Pastor Bill was talking, that on Friday night, none of us had any idea what Doug Snyder was going to be talking about, and certainly Pastor had never announced it. So when we were having worship, the Lord gave me a vision, and I didn't understand any of what it meant. And what the picture was that we were out in a street, and we knew each other, but we weren't talking to one another, but we were kind of walking around. It was as if we were waiting for something, and we were kind of looking for something, and I thought, what are we doing? And all of a sudden, the Lord put inside my own spirit that I felt the fear of what was in the vision, that we were kind of walking around with a little bit of fear. And I thought, well, if this is of God, why is there fear? So I said, Lord, why is there fear? And I waited, and the only answer that I got, which was a great answer, and I'm writing it in my Bible to apply it to my own life, face the fear, he said, and do it anyway. So then when Doug Snyder started talking and explaining about us going out, that God is going to have the church go out into the world and bring them in, then I could really relate to that, because there's so many times you think, well, I don't mind talking to someone, and I certainly don't mind, I love to encourage, but how in myself am I going to get away with that fear about how am I going to bring the conversation up, or what is it I'm going to say, or am I going to say it right so I can really get it right with them and minister to them to bless them? And I think that's what God is saying. Face your fear and do it anyway.
Faith does not operate along with fear. The first thing that has to go is fear. Now I want us to close your eyes for a moment, and I just want you to think of who you are and what you carry. Of who you are and who you carry. The Scripture clearly teaches that the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of us, that you carry the answer to the world, that you are wonderful in God's eyes, that you are a treasure. God thinks you're wonderful. Doesn't matter what you think about yourself, God thinks you're wonderful. That you have to make a choice who you're going to believe, yourself or God. You are a treasure, the apple of his eye. He loves you. He cares for you. He has a hope and a future for you. He has a good future for you. For you. Don't exclude yourself. Don't say, well, Pastor's talking about, you know, a lot of the other people in this place. No, every single one. God loves you. You're a treasure to him. He can do some marvelous, marvelous things in you. He loves you right where you're at, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've done. He loves for you. He loves you. He cares for you. He wants the very best for you. All you have to do is say yes. Say yes. Yes to whatever it is that you know that he wants you to do. Yes to your destiny. Simply say yes to your destiny. The destiny that he has for you. The destiny that he has, that he has designed in you from the very beginning. You may not even know what it is, but say yes to it. Say this with me, Father. I say yes to the destiny that you have in me. Now, when you make a statement like that, you give him the open door to be able to move you toward that destiny in your life.